You're listening to the Mix Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Here's a note from Brian with a Y. Dom, Emily, and Jeremy, love your show, have listened for more than 4 years, but never thought I'd write. Let me jump in here for just a second. I can't even count the number of messages we get on Facebook or the emails that we get with people who want to tell us a story or an issue or a problem, and they always say the same thing. Like, they feel almost ashamed for having to write. I'm like, listen to me, people. Everybody's got issues and problems, and we have a proven track record of coming up with great advice.
Yeah.
So don't ever have this feeling like, oh, I've got a terrible problem, but I don't want to write in because I'll be embarrassed. You can change your name.
We love reading all your garbage.
Oh,
we do.
Oh, God, it's wonderful.
It's a big world out there.
Anyway, back to Brian's note. He says, I'm 30, and last summer met a woman who is awesome. She's 32, has a good job, and like me, has never been married. When we go out and do things, we have a great time. The problem, or maybe it isn't, is the fact that she's a video game junkie.
Oh.
Sweet.
He writes, I know the stereotype is that guys like video games, but I really have no interest. While she plays, and he puts in all caps, all the time.
All period. The period. Time. Period.
Sometimes it's hard to drag her away from it. But like I said, when we do go out, I love every second of it, and she's a very sweet person. He has a great question. He goes, my question is, can you ever expect to have a close relationship with a video game junkie, or will they always be addicted to playing and you'll end up neglected? I'm curious and would like your input before I go much further with this. Brian.
No relationship. Yes, neglected. Next, what's
next on
the
agenda?
Well,
you can't. Where's your time machine? Can you get in your time machine and see if she's going to be addicted in 2 years? We don't know. We don't know the answer to that.
Addicted in 2 years? What about addicted now?
Well, he asks if it's going to be like this forever.
Well, what if it's worse in 2 years?
Or it could be way worse.
Because, you know, if you're with somebody for a couple of years, you tend to, unfortunately, people take people for granted. And if she's been around this guy, if she's around Brian for 2 years, how much worse will it be when she's used to just seeing him there out of out of her peripheral vision while she's playing Call of Duty?
Yeah, she's not taking Call of Duty for granted.
This is surprising, like. Yeah, a lot of guys are into video games, and she sounds like a catch.
Man, my brothers would love her. She's like a unicorn.
She sounds like she's fun when they go out, and then they can go home and play Call of Duty.
Yeah, but they probably only go out, what, like once a month?
Do you know how many of our listeners are listening to this right now, and they're saying, I've been down that road. I was with somebody who was a horrible video game junkie, and don't ever do it. Or people are listening saying, yeah, I'm married to a video game junkie. It's actually kind of refreshing. I can do what I want while they do their thing.
Well, there's a few things. Because I know people are going to call and say, why doesn't he just start playing video games with her? So it could be like a couple thing. But, I mean, obviously, it sounds like
he doesn't like it.
It's just not as bad.
And he was born without thumbs.
There's that. Don't ding that.
I did. Okay. I started to do this one. But then I thought, no, I'm not even giving him that.
I'm just going to let it go.
Here's our number, 303-631-1MIX, 631-1649. If you have some feelings on this, maybe some experience with an addict, and I'm talking video games. We don't want to hear
your
alcohol stories.
Meth issues.
No, we don't have time for that.
Widows of Warcraft.
We want the Widows of Warcraft stories. Here's Matt on the line. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
So what do you say? Are you a gamer?
Well, that's kind of a trick question. I used to be, then I got in a bad car accident, and I can't play a lot of them anymore without getting really sick. But
sick, you said?
Yeah, but I used to play them heavily, with my wife when I met her. Yeah. And now 14 years later, I don't hardly touch them, but I got more systems and TVs. She plays them. My kids play them. It frees me up time to be able to do things around the house and whatnot without them getting on my case.
So are you saying the way Brian should be looking at this is that it gives him free time to do whatever he wants to do?
To a point. I mean, you know, you still got to spend time with the significant other. There's a reason me and my wife have been married for 14 years because we don't have all the same interests and we do some things that are different.
Now, I will say this. I'm a big proponent of not being connected at the hip and having your own interests. However,
I'm 32 just like him. So.
Yeah, but however, I mean, if you are never paying attention to your SO because of your hobby.
It does sound like they go out a little bit, though.
Well, I mean, it depends if they go out. I mean, you know, we still would do stuff, so we still do stuff. But they play video games.
Right.
Well, I'm glad you called, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
I wonder what he does, old Brian, that she doesn't like.
And here's another
all the
thing
time
to throw in there, Jer, is that if she's playing video games a lot now, what, you know, and they are going out some, do you anticipate that they'll be going out the same amount a year or 2 years from now?
I don't
because
know.
Because do you and Nicole go out nearly as much as you used
no,
to?
No, but we have kids that
no,
are,
but even
we're attached
even
to.
Even before you had kids, did you go out as much?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, there I go. My theory.
Sorry.
Here's Crystal. Hello, Crystal.
Hi.
Wait, what besides, what am I talking about? You never leave Littleton anyway.
Right. We just go to the mall.
Okay. Crystal, welcome to the show.
Hello.
What do you want to add to this?
I think he should run. I had a Craigslist roommate that was a gamer, and she was crazy. She was only friends with gamers. They would come over on weekends and hook their computers together and just play, like, World of Warcraft. And then she would have blogs about what she did in the game that day. And
why does that bother you?
I mean, I just thought if you're dating someone like that, I think you'd need to be interested in it because it really was her whole life. I mean, she wouldn't leave the computer. She'd yell at me to turn on the oven. You know, she
put a Totino's in.
Mom, the meatloaf!
Bring me a Mountain Dew!
We need more Hot Pockets in here, more Hot Pockets.
Yeah, Crystal. I was a chicken nugget gal, so it was not very fun.
All right, well, listen, I'm glad you called. Thanks for being on the show.
I wonder if that's part of this. When you're sitting there on the couch for 12 hours a day,
yeah,
you start looking like Jabba the Hutt.
True.
I wonder if there's a physical thing that's like starting to happen.
You know, gamers and gamers you're stuck to the couch. Together. Blood clots are a real thing, though, people.
Here's Tina. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning.
So what do you know about this whole gamer issue?
Well, I had an ex-husband who played it all the time. In fact, he got two screens so he could play two, you know, at the same time.
Wow, he was serious.
Serious, serious. And my son has picked it up now, but it would be to the point where I would ask for help with the kids and they would holler like, oh, are you all right? Not get up from the game. And I can understand the oven thing, too. Oh, could you do this? Could you? Right in the middle of a battle. I mean, and his sister's the same way.
Can you bathe
me? I mean, it totally consumes them. I would say run like heck. Take it from
the
experience.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. How old is your son?
17. Mm-hmm. And, he's gotten a little better. But his dad hasn't. His dad still plays all these games, you know, where you
battle. Yeah, well, let me ask you this. Your son is 17. Does he have a girlfriend?
No.
Huh.
Little cause and effect
look
there.
At that. Look at that.
You have to spend time together, and you have to have communication. And if you're sitting in front of a screen and go, hold on, I got a battle, where does that put you in a rank of you're not very important, the game
right.
is more important.
Mm-hmm.
So you're divorced from a gamer. Are you ever going to go out with another gamer?
Oh, God, no.
Hey, I hope you have a great day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
See you, Bye-bye. Tina.
By the way, let me throw in a disclaimer here. We're not bashing gamers, and we have a lot of gamers listening to our show. Power to you. But I think I'm starting to see that gamers need to be with gamers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I knew a guy whose wife left him because he wasn't gaming. She was. And they were playing this like online kind of like pirate, like battle fantasy thing.
Arr.
And she was interacting so much with like the head of their guild that they formed an actual relationship. And there was a fantastical element to it. She left the husband for the head of her pirate guild.
For the fake pirate?
That she never even met in real life. They didn't meet until after she fell in love with him through this game.
That's
so like
crazy.
But they were just better suited than her and the human. Her and the avatar were better together
walk
than
the
her
plank,
and
the baby.
Blow me down.
Uh-huh.
All right, so
pet my parrot.
Next, here's Maura. Hello, Maura.
Good morning.
So what do you know about all this?
I've been married to a gamer for 21 years. When we first got married, he played all the time. I've never been a gamer. I tried. I just couldn't get into it. And now when we had kids, it was actually very, very beneficial because he would play games and stay up and get up with the kids, and I could sleep. And then as we grew and our kids moved out of the house, we do all kinds of stuff together, and then I go to bed and read about 8:30, 9 o'clock, and he goes and plays games. So we have a very healthy relationship with gaming.
See, that's good
it's
that he's made the time. Like, if you're with a gamer, it does seem like there has to be very strict time constraints. Like, no games between these hours, because this is human time.
Well, it sounds like he's
absolutely
compartmentalizing it better now, maybe.
It is, and it's actually really good for me because when I'm just done with him, because, you know, you get married for a long time, you're like, okay, why don't you go play games?
Go to the basement, right? Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
So when you guys first got together 21 years ago, was he doing old school, like, rolling the dice, Dungeons & Dragons, writing down how many hits his warlock
just sent?
He was on
Atari.
He was probably, absolutely. No, 21 years ago was Nintendo.
Actually, yeah. He was on the internet before there was an internet, so he works for Comcast now, and... He codes and does all that.
So he's successful. Right, that's the thing, too. A lot of these video game people, they're very successful. They say video games are really good for your brain and math and all that. So
hand-eye coordination.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Listen, Maura, thanks for calling. Hope you have a great day.
You're welcome. You too.
Thanks for
being
on the show.
I will say the whole LARPing, the imagination that gamers have is far superior to that of, you know, just
mere mortals.
Yep.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi.
You get the last word. What's the last word going to be?
I've been married 28 years. Of course, this began before there were games. He had a chessboard. He got a computerized chessboard, so he'd play against the computer. I think it's the people who do this, it's more of an addiction personality as opposed to just gamers. They just have an addictive personality to do whatever's coming out next. And it's definitely been difficult at times. We've had knockdown dragouts over it. He's gotten to the point now, our kids are grown, that he does it after we kind of are ships that pass in the night. I come home, I'm in bed by 9. He doesn't get home until 10 or 11. He plays his games until 2 or 3, and, you know, it's still tense.
I don't think I would like that relationship.
Yeah, this is
this working for you?
I get the feeling you don't like it, but you don't want to say it.
No, I don't like it, and I've said it.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever hit his console or shut the power down?
Reset the game.
I've thrown them away.
Yeah. No, you haven't.
Good for you, girl.
Did he just went out and bought new ones then?
This is going to make me cry.
Listen,
we don't want to make you cry.
I don't want to do that. Listen, I appreciate you calling and opening up about this. And maybe this is something now that just kind of sparked you to want to go talk to somebody about this. Is that possible?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I think that might be a good idea for you to do that. And if you can get him to go along, that would be really good, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, tell this guy to run.
All right, Brian, Cheryl, run. All the best to you, right. Okay?
Thank you.
Uh-huh, bye-bye.
Hugs.
That's where you do need to go talk to counselor.
Yeah. That's the power of this stuff.
If it's causing that intense of fights and it's bringing you to tears. You know, Cheryl said something that really resonated with me. She said, you know, it's just an addictive personality thing. It could have been drugs. It could have been alcohol, maybe. It's video games. I will tell you that when my son was young and he had his Nintendo, I got hooked playing some of those games with him. I mentioned Zelda especially and things like that. And I realized that I could have all of my time soaked up. I could get so into this if I let myself get sucked in. And that's why I don't play video games. Because I know I'm that kind of personality. Mm-hmm. I know I would just be completely absorbed by it. So I just stay away because I know I can't trust myself.
For the best.
Yeah, I would spend hours. I wouldn't get anything else done. And I know some people, they have those boundaries. They know how to stop. I don't think I would.
Yeah,
where's Dom at?
Yeah.
I think gaming is something that there's really no, just that people don't dabble in gaming. And I've dated gamers and I know enough to know I'll never date another gamer. You know, there's no...
Yeah, and again, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. It's just not right for me, because I just know I would get sucked in and I'd be gone.
Well, you know, the fresh air is real fun, too, getting outside.
I like ladies more than I like
Mario. That's what you're addicted to.
Addicted
you save the princess every weekend.
How's your toadstool doing?
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.